Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this evening for the launch of the fundraising campaign for the Stromlo Exploratory. In the course of the next few minutes, we're going to tell you all about the Stromlo Exploratory and what its purpose is and what it will do for everyone. I want to reflect for a moment on the fact that both the science that you have led so brilliantly in Australia over the last few decades and astronomy are two sciences which are in the golden age of discovery. Astronomy and medical biology, I think, have been revolutionized in the last few decades. There have been enormous changes. And if I think back for a moment to the time when I was studying the elements of astronomy with in a basement in Melbourne University with Robin Hurst. Please step forward and identify yourself, Robin. It's been a long time. Robin and I haven't seen each other for I think 30 years or so now. Well, 25 anyway. When I think back to the elements of astronomy as they were then and what we are dealing with in this science today, there bears very little resemblance. And it's the same in medical biology too. From the fact that both sciences are putting it all together from the fundamentals of molecular biology and the fundamentals of astrophysics, has effectively revolutionized both our disciplines in a few decades of our working lifetimes. So astronomy is now asking questions that everybody wants to know answers to. How did the solar system evolve? What other solar systems are out there? How do stars form? What's the ecology of galaxies which keeps them alive and evolving? On even larger scales, how does the universe evolve? And what was the universe like in its earliest days? Now, these are legitimate questions nowadays. They used to be science fiction, but now these are questions that we can address in a scientific manner. Seems to me that there's hardly a person in our society who doesn't want to know all about this. And we have to respond better to the public's desire to know. Your presence here this evening is a gesture of support for our efforts to open our science up to people everywhere who want to know. And I very much appreciate your being here. But to get down to business, let me give you a preview tour of the facility that we're building, the Stromlo Exploratory. And as I was saying to a few people over drinks earlier, and pointing out the model that that you're standing next to there, the Stromlo Exploratory, which is the new visitor centre for Mount Stromlo Observatory just outside Canberra, has reached the stage now where the building is almost in the state that that you see it there in that model. Inside the visitor centre, we expect to be able to place a wealth of exhibits to engage the attention and the interactive interest of the public with exhibits that they can actually work and play with and begin to understand our science better. So it will be an interactive set of displays that we will put in this new building, the Stromlo Exploratory. Let me give some examples. The focal point of the Exploratory, and if you look at that model, you can see it's focused on a small central dome, is a heliostat, which is a small telescope which points at the sun under computer control, and it will be the focal point of the Stromlo Exploratory, providing an image of the sun any day that the sun is shining, that you can stand around, see the sunspots in real time with no computers, cameras and so on in between. It will be the real thing. This, thanks to the generosity of Joan Duffield, which will be dedicated to her father, Walter Jeffrey Duffield, who was the first director of Mount Stromlo Observatory beginning in 1924, after a major effort to get the observatory founded and funded. Those all important things. We will have a robotic telescope in the Stromlo Exploratory, provided we can raise the funds for a robotic telescope. This will be a telescope that that our visitors, young and old, by simply interacting with the computer display, can point at stars during the daytime, and the telescope will go find the stars and show them a real image. There are a number of artists' impressions of these individual exhibits that that are at the back of the room there, and I invite you to take a look and see how our artist visualizes how this is going to be for the public. There's going to be a time tunnel in amongst the exhibits, which will allow the visitor to travel back in time. They'll have to walk through time, not take a spacecraft or anything more fancy. We're not planning a really large fundraising campaign here. But the time tunnel will allow you to walk your way back through the history of the universe and the history of our sun, for example, as it evolved from a large gas cloud, as we now believe to be the case. We will have an exhibit on supernovae, those enormous explosions which end the lives of stars, that will answer the question, where do the Earth's mineral resources come from? And we're certainly hoping to find a minerals company that will wish to have their company logo on our supernova display. The public is fascinated with black holes. I'm sure any of you in the business, and there are a number of us here who are in the business, know this. The public wants to know, people want to know, what are black holes and how do they work? Anytime anyone who's listened into an astronomy talk show knows that this is the most frequent question to come up. In our exploratory, we will have an exhibit that answers the question, what are black holes? We've even considered asking the federal government to fund this exhibit. Now, another of the key questions that people always want to know is there life in solar systems in the rest of the galaxy? And this has become a subject of scientific exploration, as Sir Gustav mentioned, now motivated by the fact that there seems to be evidence that life once existed on Mars and may be much more common in the universe than we might have expected. We expect to have an exhibit then on interstellar communication and allow people to picture what the galaxy is like and how these solar systems might be common throughout the galaxy. Now, for those who are exhausted by the collection of exhibits that they're wandering around, of course we have much more practical things planned, and any of you who've been up to Mount Stromlo, and let me invite all of those who have not to make sure that they visit us next time they're in Canberra. If you can't find somebody to show you around, ask me. For those who've been around all the exhibits and want to enjoy our marvellous view, and we have fabulous views of the Brindabellas, there will be places to sit out, enjoy the view, recover from the wealth of science which is overloading you, and enjoy a snack at the same time. Now, all of this is illustrated in those artists' impressions there. But we also plan to use the building as a corporate launch area for launches of new products and things. in an environment that conjures up the wonders of astronomy, and we only need to look at some of the advertising campaigns that we see to notice that that's the context that lots of people want to have their product put in. Why are we building the Stromlo Exploratory in Canberra? Well, let me mention a couple of reasons. The National Capital is a tourist centre for Australians. You will recall some of the prime tourist centres are the National Gallery, the High Court, the National Library, all of those emblematic buildings of the National Capital. And it's very right and fitting that we have such tourist attractions in the National Capital. We hope to make the Stromlo Exploratory one of that set of buildings and of facilities that attracts people to the National Capital on that sort of scale. And we believe that astronomy has the capability of drawing people and adding to their enjoyment of the National Capital. Mount Stromlo and Siding Spring Observatories, of course, operate national research facilities. We make these astronomy facilities available to researchers from the universities throughout the 37 campus system of Australian universities, and astronomers, as Sir Gustav touched on in his introduction, have been quite good at getting together to pool their resources so that we can have large national facilities which are more capable. But one of our prime facilities is actually the Great Melbourne Telescope. And you may ask, how did the Great Melbourne Telescope come to be in Canberra? Well, this is the telescope that that was built in Ireland, and in a sort of early Anglo-Australian scientific collaboration, precursor, if you like, of our 4-metre telescope at Siding Spring Observatory, was erected in Melbourne in the years after the gold rush as a prime research facility in the Southern Hemisphere. Eventually it went into disuse and was moved up to Mount Stromlo and completely reconditioned in the early 1940s. We have reconditioned it again in the 1990s, and it's carrying out frontline science in spite of being over 100 years old and involved in the search for dark matter in the universe, which is another of the things that that we want to try to explain to people in the Stromlo Exploratory. Now, our aims here, briefly put, I don't want to go on too long, are three. Our aims in the Stromlo Exploratory are to entertain, to educate, and to motivate. Let me dwell on the last one, because it's particularly important. That is to motivate a new generation of scientists and engineers for this country. If this country is going to do as well as we want it to, we need a new generation of scientists and engineers, and we need people who will do the hard work that it takes at the school and university level to train themselves as scientists and engineers. And we've found that astronomy is a wonderful motivator for the teaching of science and engineering and the fundamentals of those subjects, whether you're at high school or whether you are, as I was 5 years ago, teaching physics at Caltech through astronomy. Astronomy problems motivate high school students, they motivate university students as well, and they serve excellently to both recruit the people who will be our scientists and engineers and keep them working away at these difficult subjects.